see who's real. Hey, hello. We got Patty and John and Marina and Helen. Welcome. And I got Linda and Debbie and Tom. Let's go. Here we are. It's Thursday night. Thursday. Yeah, isn't that awesome? And man, and so this Sunday we've got Melody. Melody's going to be here with us. And she'll be singing a lot of these songs. And is it, unfortunately, by the grace of God, I can kind of sing songs she's usually keyed toward. We're going to make an attempt on this anyway. Let's see if we can pull off. It is 7 o'clock Thursday, isn't it?
Oh, just saying our little cardinal showed up.
Oh, the cardinal showed up again?
7 o'clock Thursday.
We've got the, okay, so we've got this red. I have to say red cardinal because, you know, the difference between the men. And isn't it on the cardinals, isn't the birds the men are better looking?
No, they're just brighter.
Well, that was still a compliment.
Brighter, brighter color. That, nothing to do with intellect.
I feel like Garrison Keillor are talking about Lake Wobegon, where the men are good looking. So anyway, so it's all good. We better just start singing before I get myself in bigger trouble than I already am, right? So sing along with us. You got the words on the screen. Clicker's working. Nice. Ready, Karen? Here we're in Capo 2. Didn't we do it on 2? Oh, wait, what did we do it in?
We didn't do it on Capo 2.
No, we don't want to do it in Capo 2 then. However, we did it last time.
Remember that brighter comment?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy. From the work it takes to keep on breathing, I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. Cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends. That you can mend a heart that's frail and torn. I wanna know a song can rise from the ashes of a broken life, and all that's dead inside can be reborn. 'Cause I'm warm. Welcome, Stephen. Nice to see you. I know I need to lift my eyes up, but I'm too weak. Life just won't let up. I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends. That you can mend a heart that's frail and torn. I want to know a song can rise from the ashes of a broken life, and all that's dead inside can be reborn. 'Cause I'm warm, my prayers are wearing thin. Yeah, I'm warm, even before the day begins. Yeah, I'm warm, I've lost my will to fight. Yeah, I'm worn, so heaven come flood my eyes. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends. That you can mend a heart that's frail and torn. I wanna know a song can rise from the ashes of a broken life, and all that's dead inside can be reborn. Yet all that's dead inside can be reborn. Though I'm warm, yeah, I'm warm. tend to get worn out, don't we? We tend to get worn out. There's so many things dragging us down in this world. Distractions of sickness, lust of the flesh. Everything is not God, right? The enemy's just trying to keep our focus away from God. We got to stay focused on Christ and run it through. Randy, we're capable 3 on this one, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because you're doing this one, right? Keep a 3. Keep a 3. That's right.
Jesus, friend of sinners, we have strayed so far away. We cut down people in your name. The sword was never ours to swing. Jesus, friend of sinners, the truth's become so hard to see. World is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around, never looking up, so double-minded. Like I'd say, with dirty hands and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the word at the end of our pointed fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us to reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. Turn away, and the stones fall from their hands. Help us to remember, we are all the least of these. Let the memory of your mercy bring your people to their knees. Nobody knows what we're for and what we're against when we judge the wounded. If we put down our signs, crossed over the line in love like you did. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointed fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. You love every lost cause.
Love every lost cause.
You reach for the outcast.
Reach for the outcast.
For the leper and the lame. They're the reasons that you came. Lord, I was a lost cause. Just like me, a grateful leper at your feet. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good.
You are good.
You are good.
You are good.
And your love endures forever. You are good.
You are good.
You are good.
You are good.
And your love endures forever. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointed fingers. Let our just reach with open arms and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours.
I'm used to my cues coming from a teenage girl, not her father.
Yeah. I hear you. I'll take that one. I'll take that.
Nah, that was my mistake.
At your age, you definitely should pay more attention to the girls than any old men. That's right. But good for you. It's a natural thing, but we'll work on that for you, Brandon.
Nah, I just held it too long.
But it works. It works. Most people probably didn't even notice what happened. But it's all good.
You just had that bass thing going. Pause a little longer. I'm like, I'll come in eventually.
I just keep the note going, and eventually we'll catch up. So it's like, wait, this is practice. It's Thursday night. Thursday night practice. This is when we have fun. This is when we make our mistakes. Do me a favor. Click. Go past. We're not going to do that one right now. We got some other ones we're going to do. Click forward to the special. It's called You Say. And this is by Lauren Daigle, and Melody's going to be singing this. So when Melody will be watching this later and go, hey, that was funny the way you did that. You know, but that's all right. But I need everybody here to do the music part of it, though, so we're ready for Melody. So bear with me on it. Actually, I don't think it sounded that bad. We'll find out. Fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Oh, you say I am loved, but I cannot feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe. All I have, and now I'm laying it at your feet.
You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory. Oh, you say I am loved, and I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong, and I think I am weak. You say I am held, when I am falling short, and when I don't belong, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe, oh, I believe, yes, I believe what you say of me. I believe.
Oh, we're doing pretty well. That worked out better than I thought it would. Actually, if you heard Lauren Daigle sing, she sings for a young lady, she sings very low. So therefore, when I sing it, I have to go low. We probably could have capoed that up, but that's okay. It was more fun. Let's see. You should have Step Into the Water is what we're going to do.
So it's costume change time. Oh, thank you.
All right, so the pastor is doing a healing service on Sunday. He's going to do it actually after the service, so it's going to be the post-service, so to speak, the altar call, if you will. He's going to call people forward for God really just laid it on his heart. He said it's kind of a last-minute thing, and that's the best time to do it, right? All right, so let's see. Do I even have this one on? Oh, duh. Oh, now you can hear it. Now you can hear it. So anyway, so I was talking to the pastor, and he said, yeah, you know, we really need people to take a step in faith, right? And I said, oh, you mean like step into the water? He said, oh, yeah. So we're actually going to do this during the, we snuck this one in during the offering. So we're going to do this one. So it's good. You go, well, we're all capoed and mandolined, and so we got the banjo, the mandolin. Bruce, bless God, Bruce has picked up the bass for us on this. Thank you, Bruce. He's already got it figured out. All right, we got to start this a cappella, so ready?
Maybe.
One, two, three, four.
Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Oh, children, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. It's time we the people stood up for what is right. It's time to square our shoulders back and raise our sword to fight. For the Bible is my weapon and the Spirit is my shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field. Oh, step into the water, way out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Children, step into the water. Wait out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. There's victory for the Christian who walks a narrow way. There's been a prize appointed for the soul who does not stray. I want to live for Jesus to be all that I could be. That I can live forever to live eternally. Oh, step into the water. Wait out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Children, step into the water. Wait out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Brandon.
Step into the water,
way down a little deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Children, step into the water. Way down a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come join angels singing. Hear those glad bells ringing. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come on, children, step into the water, children. Come on, children, step into the water, children. Come on, children, step into the water. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, you good? You hit it. You hit it right. Perfect. Perfect. That was fun. Aren't those fun songs? Here, Brandon. Hey, and I can't boot it up. Actually, the cover on that is actually another down what you would. It's actually too low for me. And you thought that was low. That was low. Well, let's talk about low. How low? How low can you go? Let's do He Touched Me. You already did it? Good. Because that's a pretty song. That's a pretty song. We should do that. No capos, right? Hey. In A, please. Thank you. Well, actually, it's key of D, but it starts in A.
Starts on A.
But we're worth it. We love it. Sing along with us. Oh, maybe not. Hold on a second, Karen. Well, what happened? Did you click past it, or?
Probably the same thing.
Hold on. Man, so we must be going to have some really important things happening tonight here, because we got technical difficulties messing with us. Back here, his screen's not working right. We had to go stop and do take care of that. Like, whoa, what in the world happened there, huh? Wait, but we're where we need to be, though, so sing along with us on this, and welcome to those who join us on Facebook, too.
Shackled by a heavy burden, the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know.
me and made me whole.
Get your timing off there, Brandon.
Since I met this blessed Savior,
it's Thursday night.
Since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole.
We need to sing a cappella.
He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know.
Nice.
He touched me and made me whole.
Oh, we were pretty close to being in tune, weren't we? You don't have this next one up there. You can leave that sit there for right now. So he changed some things on me, which is awesome. I love when he changes, especially for doing healing stuff on Sunday. And we're going to be praying, laying hands for healing here too tonight too. But so we like to do what we call altar call music or stuff that's a little more cool and stuff for that kind of stuff. So you guys will, we don't have the words on the screen for you, but sing along with for what you know.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, deathbeds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home.
Amen, huh? That pretty song. Pretty song. Ready to get down there, Brandon? On your... Oh, really? Technology is always amazing. Try now. Yep, you know, now it says you're on. It says you're on now. Who knows what happened there technically? That was a real blast. I feel like I'm listening to Motel 6 commercial. Do it again. What's that song that they, what's that official? Well, that song goes with, that rhythm goes with a lot of songs, doesn't it?
I was going to say, usually you're like the old home filler up and keep on trucking
cafe
when I do that. But.
Oh, yeah, but let's listen to that. And the old home will fill her up and keep on a trucking. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on trucking. Oh, the old home filler. On a trucking cafe. We should do that sometime. Should we put, you don't even need to put Christian lyrics to it. It's just a silly song. All right, well, we're going to get down here, Scott. Let's get down. So on Sunday, you'll see Melody dancing to this, if we play it.
Lavishly our lives are wasted, humbleness left untasted. You can live your life to please yourself. That's the tip of my mistake, exactly what it doesn't take when you've got to come in last place. Get down.
Oh, they got the hand motions out here.
All I need's another day where I can seem to get away. The many things in life that drag me down. I'm sure you've had a day like me where nothing seems to set you free. The burdens you can't carry all alone.
In your weakness, he is stronger. In your darkness, he shines through. When you're crying, he's your comfort. All alone, he's carrying you. I get down,
and he lifts me up. I get down,
and he lifts me up. I get down, he lifts me up. I get down,
get down.
He lifts me up. I get down, he lifts me up. I get down, he lifts me up. I get down.
This valley is so deep. Barely see the sun. I cry out for mercy, Lord. Would you lift me up again?
I get down. He lifts me up. I get down. He lifts me up. I get down. He lifts me up. I get down. I get down. He lifts me up. I get down. He lifts me up. I get down. He lifts me up, I get down.
I see how down below you can go.
Down, I get down, I get down, I get down.
Now we go up.
Get down.
Now we go up.
I get down.
No, or should you go up?
I get up. I get down. I get up. Ah! I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down.
Hey, one, two. Next time we play it, we'll do three.
I got confused between up and down, didn't I? But that's okay. That's okay, because God is good. Let me put my other mic on here. There we go. Get it all tangled up, and we can figure it out from there. Okay, looking good. Need this. Get this. All right. Stephen, great to see you here. Great to meet you here, man. Hold on a second. I can wait. Glad you're here, my friend. God bless you. God bless you. Hang out. Hang out and have some fun. All right, so here we are again, Thursday night, and you know, with the pastor doing essentially doing a healing service afterwards, I decided I would go ahead and focus more on this too, and we'd have some fun talking about some different things with healing and other things that are going on. I almost forgot, I got to get my phone back over here. I've already got some people putting some prayer requests, and so those of you on Facebook, give us your prayer requests, and I'll try and write them down as they pop through. And the problem with Facebook here is that I've got to grab it when it pops up. Otherwise, it'll scroll off my screen. So I think I'm going to be fast enough. I can catch this. Let's find out here. Here we go. Okay. So if there's anything before Cindy, God bless Stephanie. She said she loves it. I'll have to go back and see which song she liked. Because, yeah. because when you're doing it live, it's a little... We'll type all that. He's all right. He's just being polite and answering his phone. Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate that. Hello, Nancy. Cindy is requesting. Let me get these written down and we'll add them as we go along. That's right, Cindy. Not going to give up. God can heal you completely in body, mind, and spirit. So these are good things. Let me see the rest of what she has. Oh, she asked if someone could stand in for her for the laying of hands. Sure, we can do that. We can do that. Her lady on Facebook, her name's Cindy. She asked if somebody would stand in for the laying of hands. Absolutely. So stick around, Cindy. And while we're doing that, too, we want to make sure you claim it. You claim it for you. But yeah, absolutely. Just complete body, mind, and spirit healing. Amen. There was another one on here real quick. Let me write this one down from Karen. And Karen, spiritual discernment. Absolutely. We all pray for spiritual discernment. And suffer from OCD, religious, I like that word, scrupulosity. Man, I don't even know if I ever used that word before. God bless you for teaching me words. Scrupulosity, yeah. Keeping in union with Christ, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You are united with Christ, Karen. God bless you. So we just pray God just gives you more, okay? We're going to lift you up when we get in our circle here. That's awesome. We got Stephanie has been dealing with some junk that sounds like, I always say it wrong, croup? Is that what it said? Is that what it pronounced? She spelled it right, I think. Yeah. Well, Stephanie, we're proclaiming you, your lungs relax, you just be made whole with that. We're going to claim the victory for you there, see if I get anything else that came in. Okay, I think we're caught up on that, although I'm going to add one other one on here. We have a lady that I work for named Sue. She's in the office next door, and I'm sitting in my office, and I'm hearing, and I heard it like the day before, too, and it's not just your
cough like, you know, clearing your throat. So I went over and said, can I pray for you? So, you know, because I was like, man, I was just being so distracted by this, right? This coughing stuff, right? So she sat in her chair. I stood behind her and put my hands on her shoulders and just proclaimed the victory for her. The doctors are telling it it's bronchitis. And as you know, that can develop into what do they call it? Walking pneumonia, I think, is what they call it. She was sitting, okay. Where's my drummer when I need him? But anyway, so yeah, all that garbage, that bronchitis and all those things. So we're lifting up Sue to get rid of all that stuff. So, yeah. So again, anybody watching on Facebook, we're going to take some prayer requests here a little early. I'm going to share a little message. So I'm going to try and keep an eye on the screen so I can catch it and doesn't scroll off. But, the pastor, is going to be speaking, it's going to be using James 5. Which is good, but I got a couple of little scriptures I want to kind of build up to that God kind of laid on my heart, and by the grace of God, they actually go in order, so I don't have to go backwards and forwards. I just keep moving around and forward. So one of the things that God laid on my heart with regard to the healing, actually deals with in Joshua, and it's kind of neat how God did all this. So he actually was referring to when they were they're crossing the Jordan, right? So Old Testament, all right, God's people out, and they're coming up to cross the Jordan River. Okay, so let me just read some of this from Joshua 3. I'm not going to start at the very beginning of it because this is in a little bit. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves. For tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Joshua said to the priests, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people. Now let me hit the pause button for those that aren't all that familiar with a lot of the Old Testament. So the Israelites had this really cool thing that God gave them, God told them to build, called the Ark of the Covenant. All right, and the Ark of the Covenant is what they carried when they went into battle. All right, so when they go into battle, that's God's with them, guaranteed victory, right? You guys have seen Indiana Jones type stuff, right? You've seen that kind of, okay, you kind of get the groove, right? Think of it like that. So, I mean, man, this is it. You're golden, right? But if you're not good with God, God's not going to be going ahead with you, and then you're just your host, which, of course, was the downfall of the Israelites when the original generation who doubted God enough that they didn't go into the promised land. They actually were forced to wander around for 40 years. Because even after God parted the Red Sea and did all these miracles of giving them manna and quail and just going down the list, they were so scared by these giants not occupying the promised land. Oh, you know, God can't do that, right? Because they were just focused so much on themselves. But the amazing thing, though, you remember, so God pretty much said, all right, you people are none of you that are from 20 years old and older. Everybody was, essentially anyone that was registered or old enough to be registered or counted, okay? Anyone that said, you're not going. So he has them wander around. Now, here's what's funny. Remember when they, because you had Joshua and, is it Caleb? Thank you. Joshua and Caleb were two of the scouts. They sent 12 scouts, one from each tribe out. And those two come back and say, this is cool. Yeah, there's big giants. So what? You know, God's going to go ahead and give them. I mean, look at this land of milk and honey. So God pretty much said, all right, all you other ones that doubted, you're not going to go in. But hey, Joshua and Caleb, you guys are good. All right, you'll live long enough, you'll actually be able to go into the promised land. So they wandered around in the desert for 40 years. But the fascinating thing with them wandering around is they never wore out their shoes or clothes. Their shoes, and it never wore out. But yet, God said, you will die. This generation, gone. All right? And what's also fascinating about that is initially God was so annoyed by all this, he was just going to wipe them out and say, Moses, I'm going to start fresh with you. And Moses, wise Moses, all right? God gave Moses wisdom. He said, hey, if you do that, then the Egyptians and all that are going to say, God let his people out in the desert just so he could kill them. He said, that's not working with this. And think about it. Isn't this neat? Because the word also tells us that God, God would speak through prophets, all right? God will speak through prophets, but he speaks through his spirit. It specifically says that God spoke face to face with Moses. Think about it. Because you remember when he went up on the mountain and comes back, all the white hair and all that, if you've ever seen the TV dramatizations of it, right? But still, I mean, think about that. A human like us. A humble man, it made it very clear. Moses was a very humble man. That's very important in the eyes of God, to be humble. But he actually was face to face. Can you imagine being face to face with God in our human form? Like, wow. How amazing is that? So anyway, so he tells them to go, tells them to take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people. That was their role, to go in front of them. So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so that they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses." All right, remember Moses is prior to this. "So tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's water, go ahead and stand in the water, river." I had to throw that in there because we just did step into the water, okay? All right, step. So they took that step of faith, right? So that's, so anyway, that's what they did. They were able to cross, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one piece. That's one piece I wanted to share with you. So there is that step in faith, right? There's that step in faith. He said, look, make that step in faith. So 3:26, let's see here. All right, so then in Jeremiah, now Jeremiah is a fascinating book to read through. It covers a lot of different things. This is actually in Jeremiah 32. And Jeremiah has just finished saying a prayer, appreciating what God has done and, you know, glorifying God. And in verse, again, Jeremiah 32, verse 26, after he does his prayer, he says, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah." And this is what God said. He said, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I am about to hand this city over to the Babylonians and the Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who will capture it." And he goes on and on and on. But anyway, God's saying, hey, look, nothing's too hard for me. All right? Healing is not too hard for God. God sees anything. You know, in our human eyes, we see a lot of things as worse, right? We see things, oh my gosh, you know, a cold is not near as bad as cancer, you know, because we put our worldly view on it. But God says, it's all the same in his eyes. You know, it's an offense against humanity, and it's the work of the devil, all right? It's darkness that comes upon us. And it finds different ways and different excuses to find us. John 10:10 tells us that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life and to give it more abundantly. So that's our task as believers. Remember Mark 16:17-18 tells us, "These signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If they drink anything poison, it won't harm them." All right. So when it says these signs shall follow those who believe, that means the healing is available for every believer, right? Now, God does give us special gifts, and we all kind of have our own dominant gifts, all right? Things that we're more active in, things that God really created us to be more gifted in. But it's available to everybody, all right? As is the gift of tongues. It's available to everybody. Which takes us then over to, and this isn't tongues, but actually takes us over into James 5, which is what the pastor is actually going to be focusing on Sunday, and I thought it'd be good to get a piece of that on here too. So in James 5, for those who have not read through the Bible or are thinking about, hey, I really want to read the Bible, you really want to start in the book of James. You know, most people say, well, I want to read it from beginning to end, cover to cover. No, don't do that. Don't do that, because if you read the Bible in a year, you're going to spend 9 months reading Old Testament stuff, all right, if you're trying to read cover to cover. And only 3 months of doing that. Now, I'd mentioned to you before, I like to use an app at the Bible, Bible.com. And I use a reading plan called Robert Roberts, which does a really nice job of giving you Old Testament scripture to read, followed by New Testament that shows the fulfillment of it, you know, whenever it could. So therefore, you're always reading Old and New every day, Old Testament and New Testament. And of course, there's a lot of Psalms in there too, because you know there's 150? Where's 150? It's 150 Psalms. And for those of you who are wondering who am I looking, I'm looking toward my mom who's sitting up here. She's Debbie, and you guys are nodding. Good. You guys are affirming me. Thank you. Anyway, in James 5, starting on verse 13, they call this section, this Bible, it's labeled the prayer of faith. Okay? So this is what is shared with us. "Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord." All right. So at that point, we are told when we're sick, we should go to the elders of the church. Now, to quantify that, okay, elders is really meaning those mature in faith. Okay. So now some churches might say, oh, no, you got to go to an official sanctioned deacon or, you know, whatever title they want to throw out. Now, this is essentially saying those who are mature in their faith, those who believe, right? These signs shall follow those who believe. That's actually the elders of the church, to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. You don't need to be anointed with oil to be healed, right? Because, you know, Jesus wasn't anointing people with oil. However, that was a very symbolic thing for them back through that era. They believed that the oil had a lot of healing powers. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's very scriptural. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. And this is my favorite line here. If he has sinned, the person that's been healed, if that person has sinned, they will be forgiven. Now, isn't that neat? Think about that. When you're healed, your sins are forgiven. Now, to double back on that, you remember the healing where Jesus was in a house and his friends came over and took off the tiles on the roof and lowered the guy in? Okay. You remember Jesus said to him, the guy laying there on the mat, Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. All right, and the Pharisees, who are you? You can't forgive sins. You know, only God can forgive sins. You know, they didn't have it figured out at that point. And of course, the Pharisees, even if they had figured it out, they would have rejected it anyway, because that was the Pharisees. But anyway, but then Jesus said, so then they, you know, they questioned him on that, said, hey, look, you know, I can say your sins are forgiven, or I can say get up and walk. So he tells the guy, get up and walk. The guy picks up the mat and walks. So you see what happens there. It ties forgiveness and healing together, which is exactly what we see right here in James talking about that. So if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. It's worth reading again. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man, woman, person, is powerful and effective. All right? Now, break that down. Of a righteous person, all right? A lot of us, right? A lot of us, especially when we think about us and God, we think righteous. Who am I, right? Who am I? But guess what? We're also told in Scripture that we are made righteous in Christ. So by our faith in Christ, we are made righteous. Therefore, what I just said, the prayer of a righteous person, a believer, is powerful and effective. How good is that? And then it's that easy. In verse 17 in James 5, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. His faith and trust in God, and God honored that. And it didn't rain for 3.5 years. And then again Elijah prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. So that's pretty powerful, right? That just shows how much respect God gives to us when we have faith in that. It's amazing. I'm kind of led to read this last little bit. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring him back... So somebody deviates from their faith and then they're brought back to the faith. He said, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Isn't that awesome? I mean, God's got all this, man. He's got it all. Let me see who else I've got in here. So we're going to take some prayer requests here, guys. And I'm just checking here to see if there's any other prayer. So anybody on Facebook is still watching while we're taking some requests here local, please go ahead and put those on there and I'll write them down. And then we're going to get in a circle and pray. And we're going to do some laying of hands. We've got, Cindy had asked for someone to sit in for her for laying of hands. And we will certainly do that, Cindy. So we'll go with that. Let's start back with Rita. Rita, I had the honor of praying for Rita a little earlier. For just junk, like head cold, just junk, right? That's right. So, well, you know what? And then if you're good, we'll go ahead and lay hands. We have everybody here lay hands with you, too. Let's get the rest of this done, right? So glad the prayer for you helped get you on toward it. But we want to see the rest of that just fly to be done here. So that's good. I'm just calling it sinus junk. Is that pretty accurate? Sinus junk. That's good. Anything else? Your family, how's you came back from the funeral last week? And You have a 13-year-old dog? It's this little poodle? Is Yeah. Wake you up with? She, that, how do you say it? She? Gigi. How do you write that? Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Yeah. So we will. Hey, I tell you what. My dogs, when they were probably around, I'm trying to remember how old they were, 8 or 9 years old or so, both of them actually started to get seizures. Okay. And so so we did the vet thing, you know, and gave them the pills and all that stuff. And you know, of course, that helps. But then I got a little annoyed with that. I was earlier in the healing stuff at that point, but I got a little annoyed with that, and I said, you know, in the name of Jesus, doggies, you were healed. So I started backing off their stuff, and I had them on like half the dosage. We took them to the vet, you know, for a regular checkup, whatever, and you know, they said, well, how are they doing with it? And I told them, I said, if you only give them half a dosage, that's useless. Just quit it. So I did, and they were fine. They were fine until about a year before they died. They started having those problems again. And at that point, I said, "Mom's going to give pills. Just let them be comfortable." There are two dogs. The two outside dogs. The one, I really wish I would have taken to the vet to put her down earlier. But I was an emotional wreck. I was pleading with God, just have her. Let me come out in the morning and find her dead. Okay, you know, because dogs become part of our family. You know, they're part of us, and. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, well, I'm convinced God gives us dogs to show us his unconditional love. You know, I mean, you think about that. How many times have you not treated your dog the way you should, or raised your voice around him and that, but yet they still come to you? Now, cats are a different story. Cats are a different story. But I like cats. I like the independence of cats. Sometimes they can be friendly too. But that's good. All right, we got you, Rita. Brandon, you got anything exciting? School already started, or?
Not actually. I realized I was off by a week. But
when school start for you, Brandon?
Not this coming Monday, but the
12th. So that's like August the 27th. Okay. Well, Melody starts this Wednesday, I think, of the University of Dayton. So yeah, keeps it exciting. Bruce shared a great testimony with us, brother. What other great joys have you got other than the obvious? Well, go ahead and say the obvious. Yay, I'm healed.
I'm still celebrating.
That's awesome. That was. Oh, that's right. So Donna is in Italy. Also, was she near that area where the bridge fell in Italy? No, but she's in Italy though. Okay. You got to do the, what do they call them? Let's call it a gondola. I think it's what it's called. Yeah, in Italy. Okay. Yeah. So let me think. That's a 6-hour difference or 7-hour or 8?
I guess.
Probably 7 or 8, isn't it? Because six is UK. So Italy is probably more like 7 or 8. But anyway. Sue is a prayer request for the Emmaus walks. We got the lady, and you're on team. You're on team for the Emmaus walks, and she wrote here, Debbie. Oh, that Debbie. This Debbie. Okay. Now I'm getting all this figured out. You've got your preview talk this Saturday.
Yes.
Debbie, that's great.
Go,
you're going to go listen too. Preview on Saturday. Awesome. I did mine, you know, a couple Saturdays. That's a tough crowd. I'm kidding. Sue, you can laugh now. So it's good. And Stephanie Puckett, and actually I think Stephanie, let me double check. Let me double check. Yeah. So the lady, Stephanie, the one we said had croup, she also was requesting prayers for a sick dog who has pancreatitis. Okay, so I'm going to add that up on here. All good dogs go to heaven. I thought it was all good dogs. Is it all dogs?
Well, that's the name of the
movie. and you know what? That's right, I forgot. Hey, you know what? In movies, that's a great analogy. Movies are really great for helping us to understand God's love like that. That's good.
I don't think, I mean, they don't really have movies that talk about heaven anymore.
They do. We got to turn you on to some stuff. We'll tell you all about it, Steve. But hey, guess what? I'm coming right to you now. You're already coming. How can we pray for you today, my friend? Prostatitis.
Now, here's what's happened. My pulmonary suffering has been discontinued for years. And it's really helped me.
Right.
Trying to find a different one. And the symptoms are trying to start to come back. But if you guys help, I think I can probably just get them back.
Alright. So the prostate garbage was, which had been doing well and then been maintained, now it's starting to, symptoms, that type of stuff, are starting to come back. Well, good.
It's been off and on over the years, but it's never reached the level
Your timing is great, man, because kill it while it's young, right? Kill it while it's young, right? Don't let it grow. Don't let it get out of hand. First sign of it, boom, go after it. So we're going to pray for you on that, man. That's awesome. That is awesome. Glad you're here. Really glad you're here. Tom, how goes your world? How was our one young lady, and she's still on hospice, or what's her status?
She's still on the ICU. The mother just got a postponement of her trial. Now it's going to the end of October. While the child is suffering, because she said, "I know I'm right, and medicine keep a file."
Oh yeah, the mothers on that situation is, yeah, we still got to lift up that family so they can. You got two other ones, one stomach cancer and one, yeah. That cancer stuff has got to stop. Got to stop. We're going to proclaim that for them. Okay. Everything else good for you, my friend? Pull out the credit card, right? You can go from there. Wow. Well, that's probably why. They probably think you can't be in two places at once, right? Is it the same name on both gas cards? Oh, that's why. They probably thought it was fraud. I bet you did that on purpose. No, I'm kidding you. Oh, that's good. Good. Yeah, we're going to lift them up, my friend. That's awesome. Thank you. Dad, Debbie, you got your talk. I already got you on here for your talk.
Yeah, really.
Debbie's talk. What's the title of your talk?
Christian Action.
Christian Action. That's a good one. Of course, they're all good. So for those who aren't familiar, in the Walk to Emmaus, there are a total of 15 talks. 5 are done by clergy, 10 by lay people. Five each day. There's a 3-day event. There's 5 each day. After you hear each talk, as you're actually put together in groups at tables, and you get to discuss that, and there's a lot of other things that happen too, but just to give you an idea on how the talk. So each talk is meant to build on each other, and it's designed really to show the agape, the unconditional love of God. It's a great event, great event. So I get the privilege of speaking there on the first day, which would be Friday morning. I'm talking number two, Prevenient Grace. And you're on Sunday, Christian Action. That's toward the end, isn't it? It's like the third to last or second to last? Third to last? It's probably second to last, maybe. Yeah, okay. That's right. Good. Well, we're lifting you up for that. Retirement doing you well? Good.
I am busier than I ever was.
You're busier than you ever. That's funny you say that, because I remember Dad said the same thing when he retired back in 99, I think he retired, right? I think it was 98. I think it was 99. Okay. But yeah, I hear that a lot about people that, so therefore, Tom, you're never going to officially retire, or you are retired, therefore you're always busy.
I retired in 94.
You retired in 94? And you're still Bruce, can we say the same thing? Do you jive with this busier than ever?
Yes.
So now I'm wondering if I really want to retire. Don't retire. Okay. How often are you working at the store, at the Christian bookstore?
I work the first and third Tuesday and every Thursday.
So you're working, okay. So sometimes 2 days a week, other times 1 day a week, but still, that's neat. Neat stuff. Pardon me just a moment. So Bethany has put a request here. Please pray for me. I've been so weak. It is an effort to hold up my head, and so dizzy it is hard to walk. Oh, man. Well, we're definitely lifting you up in prayer, Bethany. So we're gonna get in our circle here and be do prayers for you on that. So we're speaking strength, life and strength. And make that dizziness go away. Lord God, just love on her. Love on her good. Sorry, Debbie, anything else?
Well, sure, but you don't have time.
How is Sonia? You saw the babies, right? You remember you telling me that?
Because I was at home. And I was so happy.
We've moved on to Linda. That's fine.
I was so happy.
So you got to see, you got to, your joys, you got to see Sonia's babies.
And the first thing I say, I'm your aunt.
Yeah, you said, I'm your aunt, okay. Good for you. Lay claim. It's the husband status still the same, or is any change?
He's in Mexico.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. He is in Mexico. Okay, so
building house.
Proclaiming a reunion for that, however that comes together. Okay, good. Linda, anything else we need to be lifting up?
Well, today I had a great day.
Yeah.
Jesus gave me blessed day.
You got a blessed day in Jesus. That's good, Linda.
He had me talk to ladies.
Where did you talk to some ladies? Where did this happen?
I think it was in not high top, but was it eating pop. Eating wood.
Yeah.
One of them fancy names.
Okay. Now you were wowing them with what? The story, the good news of Jesus, or what?
My story.
Oh, well, your story, your testimony. Okay, that's good. You shared your testimony with some ladies. Awesome.
But I have to tell you what happened on.
So what happened?
Wednesday morning.
Okay, Wednesday morning.
I always go to White Castle.
Really?
Before I go to.
You always go to White Castle every Wednesday before you go to. Okay. Now you go in the morning to White Castle. What do you get when you go to White Castle?
I get breakfast.
You get the what?
I get a breakfast.
Oh, yeah?
Breakfast.
What kind of breakfast do they do? I always known White Castle for sliders. I didn't know they did breakfast. Yeah. Is it the same thing?
They all good. They all really good. Anyway.
Okay, you get breakfast at White Castle. All right, I'm with you. Let's keep going.
And she's going to have a baby.
Right?
And she said,
you met a pregnant lady?
I'm need the money. And I can't get into a place for a week.
So a pregnant lady asking for money because she needed a place to stay for essentially for a week.
Yes.
Sorry, okay. And this is at White Castle.
At White Castle.
All right.
So I got my purse and gave them $5.
You gave them $5. That's
and
nice.
And I was walking home, you know, afterwards.
Yeah, then you watched her and?
And then I was walking across the street.
Right.
She was sitting on the step.
Okay.
Singing something about give me money or something. I'm not.
Okay.
Sure.
Right. So you saw her sitting there,
and
outside.
I didn't give her again. I just gave her.
Right, you gave her $5 once. I heard that.
But on the way to VV, I said, you know, Gray would do this. So I was glad.
Okay, I got to share that because Facebook didn't hear what you said.
I was glad.
Okay.
Gray would do this for me. So I did.
All right. Well, God bless you for giving, and for those who are watching on Facebook didn't hear what she said, she gave a lady $5, and as she was leaving, she said, Greg would have done that. Well, actually, thank you for thinking of me, but Jesus would have done it, right? So, okay. What would Jesus do? But thank you. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because, yeah, you're absolutely right. Because a lot of people would think, well, no, I'm not going to give them anything. They might spend it on alcohol or whatever. But at the end of the day, when you see a need, Jesus tells us, right, to reach out to these people. I mean, you remember also, it's shared in Scripture. He says, hey, you know, Jesus says, you never took care of, when did I see you naked? When did I see, you know, it's like, hey, every time you saw somebody, you needed something, all right? So if God's laying it on your heart to do it, do it. Now, I'll tell you that I don't give to every person I walk by. I mean, God's kind of got to lay it on my heart, you know, but still, that's awesome. That's awesome. Good.
They know.
Oh, that's good. Oh, they call you Miss Linda at White Castle. That means you're very important and very special. That's good. Thank you, Linda. Those are good stories. The $5 goes a long way. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
How's things going? Victoria. Victoria. Baby Victoria. So she was born 6 weeks early? Okay. And that's with, do you guys remember Zach Mersch and Chrissy? That his son was baptized here probably, gosh, a year and a half or so ago? But anyway, so... Well, actually, I had the honor of officiating their wedding. I'm losing track. When was that? 2 months ago? I lose track. Well, anyway, so little baby. So they got the little guy, and now they got this little girl. So she's doing well. They got her at Children's, I think, right? Okay, good. She's progressing. She breathing on her own and all that now, and lungs are strong enough now for baby Victoria. Beautiful. Yeah. She's moved on. Okay. Oh, the nurses call her a rock star? Is that a common thing? There's a nurse behind you too. Is that a common thing? Calls a little child a rock star, I guess, because she's progressing so well. That's fantastic. And Chrissy's recovered okay from her, because it was like an emergency C-section, wasn't it? Or
yeah, she ended up though, detached.
Yeah. Right. Oh, her blood pressure, because the mother, Chrissy's blood pressure was high, the placenta detached, which obviously is a big problem. It's like, get them out now.
Right.
Okay. Because that's a problem for the mother too, right? Because they can bleed internally or? Oh, really? They can.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, she was working.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, bless God that she got the help she needed.
Okay.
Amen. That's great. What's going on Sunday? You want good weather on Sunday. God honors that too.
Model T.
Your Model T group. Where are they going?
Our house.
Oh, you're having a big, you're having a gathering at your house.
So we get to feed everybody and,
The Model T party. All right. These are great things. Anything else? Well, you will in the circle. Last one on here on Facebook. It looks like Chris Trumbull said, Noah and I just tuned in. Noah started school and is doing good. Now, you remember Noah? We had the lung replacements and that? Yeah, so he's that no machine in that. He's looking good, doing really well. He said, thank you. Have an unspoken for a family in need. So, Chris, that the joy for Noah. That's awesome. Noah starting school and that unspoken request. Okay. We got a long circle. Oh, she did remember. But you talking about Popeye?
Yeah.
His dad? Or Popeye? Yeah.
They put him in hospital,
yeah. Oh, did they? That would be my great uncle. Neat guy. My dad actually did an interview with him. His name's Bill. Bill Conrad, but they called him Popeye because he was the youngest boy of the 11 children. I think he was the youngest boy. Was he not the youngest boy? Oh no, Cy was the youngest boy, wasn't he? Well, anyway. He was in the group. My grandpa was one of 11. I think it was 12. Wasn't one stillborn? Or was it stillborn, or they died when they were? I can't remember. No, but I mean of the 12. No. Oh, wait a minute. I thought he was one of 11 because one of them died young.
I never heard that story.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. Dad will catch up with me. I'm hosed now. I don't have my family history right.
That's.
No, do you have all the names? Because I have them on the family tree. Let's get ourselves in a circle here, and let's lift all this up to God. Oh, and Linda just joined. Hello, Linda. Let's see here. We're going to spin this around. We're going to get in our circle. So we're going to pray in our circle. Then for those of you who need laying of hands, and actually Cindy has somebody to sit in for her. That'll work for that. Here, you know what, Linda? Why don't you stand right here for me? And that is. There we go. he got the list. Yeah, there. Oh, that works better. Just the one finger thing. That's good. You can put your hand down unless you got strong arms. I'll just lift it up as I need it. How's that? Oh, that's good. Oh, good. Right, so we're getting Stephen acquainted here with the group, with the group. So bless God. Here we are again, Thursday night. We like Thursday nights.
Can't wait to
come. God bless you. You like coming on Thursday night. I'm glad you're here. Mm-hmm. We like being on Thursdays. Like being on Sundays. Actually, I was even here last night. So was Brandon. So was Bruce. So was Scott. Well, Scott had to leave, I guess. So Yeah, back to work. Actually, you can probably get more done in the evening because people don't stop. Or do more people stop by in the evening? Because I know a lot of people stop by during the day. They stop by during the day though, right? So God bless Scott. God bless Scott for being here. So Lord, we stand here. We come together and thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Your word declares to us when two or more are gathered that you are there. And especially when we lift things up in prayer to God, that God hears us. He hears us, right? We just talked about that in James 5. God hears the prayers of the righteous. And righteous is simply just believing in Christ. And here we are, believers, believing for that. So we're going to see God do some mighty and great things here today for people that are watching on Facebook. We're going to get some good testimonies. We're going to get some great things happening right here. Actually, I'm just going to go in the order I had them written in. So Cindy, you asked that somebody would just stand in for you, though, for just a mind and spirit healing, and that we're going to do that here after our circle. All right, so stick with us, Cindy. and for Karen. Lord, Karen has a great heart for you, and she's and I know she's in an environment now, that makes it it's not really supportive, of the level of faith, the way she's maturing in her faith. So Lord, just surround her with the people that she needs. Just get the barriers out of the way. I thank you to guide her, Lord. Just guide Karen to what she needs. So she just is just filled overflowing with your peace and your strength. And as she just draws closer to you, Lord, draws closer every day in every way. Lord, we're lifting up Stephanie with this croup, this coughing, this stuff. We come against that in the name of Jesus. So Stephanie, if you're still watching with us, I want you to put your hand on your chest right now. And I want you to say this. Say this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. Croup, you leave me right now. You are alive from the enemy. You go. Infirmity, go. And give us a good testimony there as we call the Holy Spirit fire of God on you, Stephanie. Just be made fully whole. Fully whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Same for your dog, you too. Grab that dog. Hold that dog. Hold that dog and say, in the name of Jesus, pancreatitis, we command you leave. It is a lie from the enemy. I don't care who you are. That's darkness doesn't belong. So pancreatitis, get off the dogs, all right, and go every last bit. And while we're lifting up dogs, we're lifting up Rita's. Rita's a little doggy too. Gigi, I like that. She's a little French. It's French poodle, right? French poodle. How appropriate. How appropriate. So, Lord, this bleeding that's happening, Daddy, I thank you that whatever the source of that is, we come against it, commanding a bow. So Rita, when you get home, I want you to just hold her, all right? Hold her, and you just say, we've proclaimed healing. Just speak whatever God lays on your heart. Speak the result, right? Proverbs 18:21 tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. So what we speak has incredible power. I was talking to somebody just today for prayer, and I said, you know, most people will say, especially around the cold and flu season, right? They say, oh, I think I'm getting a cold. I've got to. No, you don't go there because you just spoke it. Now you will get it, all right? No. You got to speak the faith. Say, nope, I'm not going to get cold. I shall stay healthy. I shall stay in good health in the name of Jesus. Don't accept these things. Don't speak that. So we're proclaiming the victory over that cough for her. Over that, over the doggies, with all that, and for your sinuses. Thank you, Lord, for what you've given her so far. And we thank you, Daddy, for a finished job. And we're going to have you sit down, if that's okay, and we're going to lay hands for you, okay, in a little bit, just when we're done here in the circle. You too, Stephen. I'm getting around to you. yeah, God is good. God is good. Lord, we're thanking you for the joy of youth and education and starting back for school. Don't shy away, Brandon. Do I remember when I was that age? Mom does. But we're not going there. But we be great blessings for you, brother, when all that starts up. All that starts up. You just get what you need and grow. Bruce, we stand in the victory with you, my friend. Stand in that joy of that cancer being crushed. That great testimony you shared. And I really enjoyed that. And we've actually had some people. One of the reasons the pastor is doing the healing service this Sunday is because of your testimony. It touched some people. And they asked them. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Word is power. Word is power. And we're thanking the Lord that Donna is doing well in Italy. You have a thought? What's your thought? Trevor Zenkert.
Yeah.
And he is
16.
He's 16 years old. And was it like a bone, like I said, it was like bone cancer for Trevor Zenkert? And I forgot, is that Freddie's or no?
Yeah,
who? Freddy's. One of Freddie's, okay.
And he has to go to the children's hospital 3 to 6 days a week. He's getting like two different.
Really?
For
Trevor.
How long, but you know, he can go home.
So you remember the other one now? That was it. That was the other one you were wanting to tell me.
No, it was Paul.
Oh, it was Paul.
Listen, you know me and Fred.
It works. It works.
I can always find somebody to throw.
Well, we are lifting up Trevor. Yes. Trevor's anchor. We're lifting him up in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. That this bone cancer is crushed. That the doctors see that he is healed before he has to go through all this treatment stuff. So, Lord, we thank you. We proclaim that victory in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Cancer's got to fly. It's got to go. Every last bit, Lord, we thank you. Like I said, I'm kind of going in order here, but Sue Bugs, all right, God bless her. Yeah, we're lifting up that Walk to Emmaus, bring the pilgrims for the women's walk, for the men's walk, and I've just put in the plug right here, right? So go to northernlightsemmaus.org, northernlightsemmaus.org, and you can learn all about it and be on it. It's good. It's powerful.
It's neat.
Yeah, that's right. You've been on it. What, do you remember what year you were there?
We are the number one.
Oh, number. You were walk one for this community? You were walk number one. Wow. Yeah, this is not Walk 42. That's awesome. That's awesome. Good for you guys. Yeah. You don't remember your table name from Walk? Well, that's a long time back, right? 96. Wow. Fantastic. Fantastic. And Lord, we're thanking for Debbie, your talk, your preview. God is going to show you the way and guide you. And it's going to touch some ladies there. It will touch all the ladies in some way. But we thank you that the words carry power. And then they give you the guidance on whatever needs to be sharpened. Sharpen, because we know it's good. It's just sometimes we need a little help with that, because they sharpen mine. but it's good. God is awesome. Brother Stephen, I'm glad you were here, my friend. Steve, great to see you here. God has touched you before, you know that. And bless God, you've come here in faith. You've come here in faith to receive the rest. And you shall, my friend, because you're speaking the result. And we're going to see this. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for his complete healing over this prostatitis stuff or whatever. Just anything with that. Just the entire body, my friend. We're going to lay hands here when we're done with the circle here. Because God is good. Tom, God bless you, my friend. Always reaching out. What a great heart God has given you for working with people and just helping them receive what they need. But we know that there's special needs. Special needs right now. Especially for this 26-year-old that's in ICU, that's in hospice. Lord, that whole situation with her family and that. It's you know the details, Lord. You alone can touch. You alone can touch, so I thank you, Lord. We stand in faith, Lord, that you touch and get this resolved. And also for the two other ones you mentioned, stomach cancer and colon cancer. Yeah, cancer. It's got a bow. You know, so we come against that stuff. So anybody who's watching right now, too, if you're dealing with any cancers, just place your hand on your body wherever there's any pain or you know there's cancer and say, in the name of Jesus, cancer, you've got to go.
Daddy.
That's right. Right. Amen. Amen. It's got to go. It's got to bow. Proclaim it. Claim it. Because we're claiming that in the name of Jesus Christ. It's got to all be done. Every last bit. Every last bit. Bethany, I hope you're still watching, Bethany. She's feeling weak and dizzy. That stuff is not of God. You know that, Bethany. So we're telling you right now, Bethany, proclaim it. I want you to speak to yourself right now. I want you to find a mirror, Bethany. Find a mirror and look right into your eyes and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm a child of God. I said, this dizziness and that is a lie from the devil trying to distract me. I choose Jesus. I choose to focus on Jesus. So dizziness, you shall leave. Full balance shall be restored. Body, mind, and spirit, be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. As infirmity and all things contrary to God, leave now. So do that, Bethany. Proclaim it. Speak the result. And watch what God does. Because we're proclaiming, we're lifting you up here right now. Because our God is an awesome God. Bless God for the joy of holding the babies, Sonia's babies, all right? Mm-hmm. And we're lifting them up, you know, to get that resolution with her husband,
yes.
You know? All right, so because God's gonna make a way, right? And I am so joyful here for my friend Linda given to a person in need. That's a beautiful thing, Linda. That's a heart of God, right? Just giving, you know, because it's not up to us. You were obedient, right? God laid it on your heart.
Yep,
and he said, I need to give this person some money, and that's good. Now, what they do with it is not your problem.
No.
I mean, we want them to do good, but, you know, you're obedient, and that's good. That's good. That's huge. But we pray for that person. Did you get her name?
No.
Okay, that's okay. All right, but we're praying for that person that you blessed. You blessed with that $5, all right? So we're thanking God that they make a way in their lives, and they just let them see Jesus and just want more of Jesus and love and joy. That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. We like all that. Lord, we're thanking you for baby Victoria. How though she was born early, we're thanking for your healing. Your healing upon mama and child. Victoria's the rock star. We're digging that. I'm digging that tune. She's a rock star. Okay, she's progressing well then, and that's good. We thank you, Daddy, for that full victory. And you know, any fears that may be where they're concerned at that time where she may have been without oxygen, Lord, those fears are unfounded. unfounded. She's healthy. She's wealthy. She's in Christ. She's good, right? She's yep. blessed. She's blessed, and she shall grow, be perfectly perfect. And Lord, you know, as we have new life come in, we also have lives that come to an end. So, you know, as the end nears for great Uncle Popeye, we thank you, Lord, just for peace upon his family. Yeah, Popeye's just shared so many great things through the years, and he's loved, and he will be missed. But we know we're his eternal glory. We know we'll be hanging out, and that's a great thing, a great, great thing. Thanking you, Lord, that in Genesis 1:28, you gave us dominion over the earth. All right? He says, I give man dominion over the man, meaning men and women, humanity, okay? I give this to you. So we have authority over the weather. So we're lifting up God, thanking for good weather for you, Mom. Even if it just ends up being a little pocket around your house, we're still claiming we'll stay in a good weather. Because it happens. Actually, if you did up and down, you could.
I don't know.
I think you could. I didn't see a sign that says a maximum occupation in your house. So. Oh, that's good. And for brother Chris Trumbull, God bless Chris. Chris and Noah are watching. He said Noah's starting his first day of school. So that's a great joy. Remember, Noah had had the double lung transplant.
Yes.
Okay, so that's awesome. So he's able to go to school now.
Now, he didn't go to school for how many?
Actually, I do not know if he was going to school or not. I don't know. I don't know. He's 9, so I don't know if he'd not been to school yet, or Chris will, I'm sure Chris is listening. He'll have a reply for me to look at here in a few minutes. But that's all good, though, so that's great. And we've got an unspoken request from Chris. He's got a family with an unspoken request. So, Lord, you know what that family need is. One thing I'll share with you on unspoken requests. I always like to quantify that. Lord, if the unspoken request comes in with your will, then we stand with it. Now, here's why I quantify that, because you could have a woman who's married and not happily married. She might ask for a new husband, okay, and that's not exactly with the will of God, okay. So yeah. Amen, Stephen. Amen. But still, we're presuming that this is in line with God's will, and so Lord, we thank you that you bless them. You bless them in the name of Jesus. We got anything else? Because we're going to say the Lord's Prayer, then we're going to do some laying of hands. So that's good. Yes, ma'am. Actually, mine qualifies under the Emmaus stuff. Thank you. Oh, I do have, thank you. Thank you. I do have one other. So I've got Lynette and Melody and Carolyn are all in Hilton Head right now. And Lynette and Melody are flying back tomorrow. So Travel Mercy's there. And Carolyn is coming back Saturday. And driving back on Saturday. So her and her friends. You know, so we just lift them up. God blesses.
Yes.
God blesses, doesn't he? Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
Lord,
who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now, normally, after a circle like this, we say goodbye, but we're going to keep this going for people because we had a request from Cindy to have somebody stand in for prayer for her, okay? So we'll do that. We'll do that first. And let's grab a chair. Actually, Linda, can you step out of the way for... Let's see where we can get this where they can kind of see. Okay, that probably works. Okay, this will work. Who wants to sit in? Sit in for Cindy. Would you like to sit in for Cindy?
Okay.
Come on, guys. Let's bring around here. Don't worry about that part of it. The audio is the important part with this. Okay, Cindy, I hope you're still connected with us.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Let me see what else. Did I miss anything else here? See if this came in. Goes up and running out. Okay, now you guys will like this, okay? All right, so we prayed for Stephanie's dog. She's croup also. And so here's what Stephanie wrote. The dog's name is Garrus. I got to like that. I guess that's how you pronounce it, Garrus. Garrus, the dog, is up running around. I believe he is getting better now. He was laying around all day.
Aww.
Okay? That's awesome. That's awesome. So we rejoice. We rejoice in that. Thanks for sharing that, Stephanie. We like that. That's awesome. All right. And if you see him being a little sluggish or whatever, you go right after that, okay? Okay, because God is good. So this we're doing, this one we're doing, Cindy. All right, and Cindy, so Cindy has to have a person stand there with. Cindy is just requesting prayer just all across the board, right? Just body, mind, and spirit. So Linda, bless God, you're going to be a recipient of some other stuff too, but we're proclaiming this, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, as Cindy is made fully whole. Lord, we speak the peace of Christ upon her as she receives, Lord, your peace, your love, your joy. Lord, these fears that just tend to drag her down and are messing with her, they're lies. They're all lies. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we just speak your peace, which surpasses all understanding. Cindy, if you're not doing it already, I may have shared this with you, but if you're not doing this already, I want you to speak Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. Just speak that first thing each morning, because that's a battle cry. And what that says is this: rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we give it all to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall fill your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things with you both learned, heard, received, and seen in me do. And the peace of God, it shall be with you. All right. So Cindy, we have proclaimed that for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are made whole. You are free. Proclaim it. Speak the result. Because our God is an awesome God. Yes, Cindy just said she's here. She says she's on here. She's watching. Good. So Cindy, receive. Receive. We've proclaimed it here for you. We're expecting a good report from you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
God
amen.
Fear,
that's right.
God
thank you. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but given you a sound mind, all right? Sound mind and spirit and power, right?
Yes.
Sound mind and spirit. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Linda. I want to have Rita sit in here. Rita, I had the privilege of praying for Rita a little earlier. She's been dealing with some sinus garbage. She's been having some sinus garbage and that, and it's gotten better since we prayed, which is awesome. With no medicine, let's quantify it, with no medicine, and that's important because Rita is a nurse, okay? So she will say, hey, that's right. She knows. That's right. She knows how to take a pill and everything else, right? but bless God, this
faith is winning out. Right?
That's right. But faith is the victory. So Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for what you've given Rita so far. And Daddy, we thank you right now for a finished job. So Lord, we thank you as the sinuses now are fully loosed and at peace. Any infection garbage that was trying to take root in there, it's unrooted. It's ripped out. It's ripped out. It's gone in the name of Jesus Christ. So Lord, I thank you as infirmity must now bow. So this is for Rita and for anybody else needing right now that needs any kind of healing in your body, you receive it. Claim it. For this healing belongs to you. Because what Jesus has already done. Good glory to God. What's going on in there, Rita? Wow, didn't it? Thank you, Lord. There's a joy coming on Rita here too, which is great. That's a Holy Spirit joy. And joy flushes out all the stuff. And why does joy flush it out? Because when there's joy, darkness can't exist where there's joy. Darkness cannot exist where there's light. Light is joy. Light is joy. And I thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord, that she is made fully whole. Made fully, fully whole in the name of Jesus. Good. How are you feeling, Rita?
Good.
Feeling good. I know.
I feel happy. I don't feel...
Nice. Yeah, that grogginess and just junk is gone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what God does. And this is powerful. You see, see, we got everybody here, right? It's not about me. It's not about any of us individually. But we all believe. We all believe. And you've received. That's fantastic. That is just so, so good. That's right. God opens your heart and your sinuses and everything else. That's fantastic. We had a lady sitting here. This is quite a few months back, but we had a lady sitting here. I think you guys might have been here. I don't remember. She had a heart problem. Had a problem with her heart. I don't know if it was a flutter or whatever it was. I can't remember. But I remember when we had her just like this, praying like that. And all of a sudden, I just felt a zap of electricity, and she jumped. And And she said she could feel it. She could feel that her heart was just feeling better. And if I remember right, too, she also had something going on, like in her lymph node, would be a lymph node or something like that in here or something. And she asked me to pray for that. I put my hand there, and I could actually feel the lump. And as I prayed, I just felt it go, just shrink and go. And it was awesome, you know. But that was us as a group, right? But that's what the power of faith does. And the same victory for you, my friend. Let's bring you on here.
Okay.
Let's bring you on here.
All right. Well, I'm actually thinking that maybe Jesus was also tapping into the space between everyone's hands.
And I agree.
Maybe that was what Dr. Tesla was actually figuring out. That's why he's been blacklisted. Wireless electricity.
That's right. Tesla. I'm into all the Tesla stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I mean, if we actually could get wireless electricity, we could get rid of all of these wires.
Stephen and I have had, have a seat, brother. Stephen and I have had a lot of conversations over the years. You said it was 8 years ago. Was it that long, really?
8 years. Yeah, I was actually under at least, I could not sleep. I had a chronic prostatitis. I had an addiction to porn. And the thing is, well, I still do. I'll admit that. But the thing is, I feel as though God forgives everything. At least in terms of...
when we repent.
When we repent and said, yes, we say the wrong things, we do the wrong things. But
we're human, yeah.
Yes, we're human, and his mercy is infinite. Because he understands he lived the toughest life of us all. And I mean, imagine living your entire life from the time you were a baby, opening your eyes and not making one mistake.
We can't imagine that.
now, that's probably God is good.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
You have to live 33 to 35 years and not deal with all of these temptations that are stalking you from the time you're born to the time you're on the cross. It's like, how do you do it?
Now, as you probably figured out, he and I have had some pretty intense conversations. But it's good.
How do you
it's
do
good.
It?
It's good.
And it does.
It's good.
All right.
All right. Now, the neat thing here, I just love this, Stephen, is coming here in faith. We contacted, we stay chatting on Facebook and that and share a lot of things. And he shared with me that, you know, I guess, what would you say, your vitamins and stuff that you've been taking? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we've been taking some vitamins and it kind of been helping maintain, but I guess these things now, for different reasons, you can't get anymore. I don't know. But anyway, long and short, he said, I'm tired of this. Let's just finish this job. Let's just finish this job. So...
Faith, right?
Faith.
It's faith. Everybody's got faith in their head.
That's right. We move the faith from faith to our heart. Right. So it's primarily all around the prostate. Is that right?
Yes, and I can feel it sometimes in my knees, just the back pain.
Okay. Knees, back pain, prostate.
Everybody who's doing this together, we can get it in one shot.
Okay. All right. All right, brother. Well, we're going to lift this up. Lift this up in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that Stephen is here with us today, Lord. I thank you that, Lord, he has taken a step of faith. And he has come here seeking you to be surrounded here by believers. By believers. I thank you for his faith, Lord. Because how many times did Jesus say, you know, your faith has made you whole? That is so good. That is so, so good. Well, Stephen, I'd like you to make this, repeat after me, my friend. This is a proclamation of faith, all right?
This is a proclamation of faith.
Say, this healing belongs to me.
This healing belongs to me.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Body, you must now be healed.
Body, you must now be healed.
100%.
100%.
No pain.
No pain.
No sickness.
No sickness.
Just glory.
Just glory.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, now just hang out. Just hang out with us, all right? Just hang out. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Daddy, that your word declares to us that when we speak in faith, we speak the result in faith. That you honor that. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And Stephen has come forward here seeking you, Lord. He's seeking you for the freedom from this torment that the enemy has been bringing upon him. Stephen, you also shared with us that that you still have a lot of addictions with lust, right?
Correct.
All right. And there you are. You acknowledge that, and that's huge. The fact you acknowledge that is huge. So, brother, we're praying against that also. All right. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. We break the chains. We break the chains of addictions with lust and pornography. And I thank you, Daddy, as his entire body, mind, and spirit is healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I thank you. I praise your holy name as we just call the Holy Spirit, the purifying Holy Spirit, fire of God upon you, my friend. We call the glory of God on you, just glory and power, strength, victory, healing right now from the top of your head, my friend, down to the